This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and of course you can join us right here via the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, and you can Skype on into the show here at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
We're going to start out with a story that I mentioned a couple nights ago, and we just haven't gotten around to it yet. It's some pretty entertaining video produced by one of the commentators, or I guess reporters, if you will, for Photography Is Not a Crime. And photographyisnotacrime.com, great website. It's probably one of my favorites as far as, you know, sources for really outrageous news about police. That's what they do at Photography Is Not a Crime. And, of course, if the police weren't behaving so poorly in front of video cameras, then Photography Is Not a Crime would have no content. But there is a glut of content. They've got plenty of content, more than, you know, you could really spend time looking at, in my opinion, because there's a lot of it, and
yes,
and I'm pretty busy. But I took the time to watch this one after being recommended by some of our listeners in the Free Talk Live AMP group.
Now, when you say there's a lot of content, you're not just saying, like, there's a bunch of stuff, because there are a lot of YouTube channels where there's a lot of content, but it's somebody pointing a camera at the sidewalk for 12 hours.
Yeah, no.
The video content on Photography Is Not a Crime is a lot of content of bureaucrats behaving badly.
Correct. Usually it's police bureaucrats, but it could be any of them. And in this case, it's mostly, police dispatcher, the person who's running the front desk at the police department in B County, which I believe is a county in Texas. I don't haven't gone further enough to or far enough to look and see if there are any big cities in B County, but this is the B County Sheriff's Department with Sheriff Andy Pointer. He does not make an appearance in this video, but Liz, who is running the front desk, does, and the gentleman who goes in there is running a YouTube channel called The Batusai. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that.
With my police experience, I have always found that dispatchers to be usually more difficult than actual cops.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's definitely the case here. Let me jump into the story from Ben Keller at photographyisnotacrime.com. Video taken by correspondent Philip Turner captures Texas cops refusing to hand over a complaint form upon request after he arrives at the B County Sheriff's Office and explained that he wanted to file a complaint against a deputy. Instead, Liz, a woman working at the front desk, asks Turner to reveal the name of the deputy that he intended to file to complain about, and insisted that in order to file a complaint, he'd be required to write his name and contact information on a blank sheet of paper. She then becomes angry after Turner asks her to tone it down a notch when she begins yelling through the glass that that is our policy. When Turner attempted to clarify that, when he attempted to clarify that she needed his name instead of the name of the deputy that he wished to complain about. So here is the audio starting from the beginning of the video. It's about 8 minutes long from the Batusai YouTube channel. It starts with him standing outside of the B County Jail, the B County Sheriff's Office, as he prepares to venture inside. So here we go. And he's walking up, approaching the front doors of the jail, and he'll begin narrating here shortly as he heads inside to what is both the Sheriff's Department and the jail in B County, Texas. And he's inside the lobby. There's people waiting. He approaches the front glass window. She's there with two sheriff's deputies.
Oh, she's happy.
Do you have complaint forms that you can complain on an officer? who?
On an officer.
Which one?
Do I need to tell you which one?
Yes.
I do? So you guys don't have complaint forms?
No.
No? So what do I need to do if I need to file a complaint?
Is it on one of the deputies or is it on one of the city officers?
Deputies! This lady, man. Here we go. There's more of this.
The sheriff officer.
Okay, hang on.
Mm-hmm. She reaches over, comes back with what is a scratch sheet of paper.
I need your name, address, and phone number.
Is this the form?
We don't have a...
They want the name and address so they can go intimidate him and see right. Shake him down, right?
Yep, check his background or whatever, see if he's got a warrant.
Don't have a form.
No, she's literally handed him a scratch sheet of paper, like a torn in half piece of paper.
Right, and he says, is this the form? And she says, we don't have a form.
Right. And, of course, she's well-fed, by the way. This is a not a small lady.
I need that information from you.
So you need
and
my...
And then one of the deputies will speak with you.
So you need my information in order to follow
yes.
the claim. So you don't need the officer's information. You need my information.
That is our policy.
Okay, can you tone it down just a little bit? Because you're yelling at me, but I'm not yelling at you. I'm just asking for information on how to follow the claim.
She puts her hand up. You know, the silence move.
Right,
and
right.
Turns away and goes to the deputies who are just lounging. As he had approached, they're just all lounging in the office.
The funny thing is, for a moment, he sounds like one of the bureaucrats. Can you just calm down? There's no need to raise your voice. Because that's generally what happens after some bureaucrat gets you all irate and you raise your voice a little bit. Just calm down.
Bureaucrats freak out when you tell them to calm down. My brother got put in contempt for telling a judge, ma'am, please calm down. She
Do you want to know the one way to make sure that a woman does not calm down? Tell her
to calm down. Yep. So she
calm
goes
down, Renee.
She turns around, addresses the two lounging deputies behind her now, and they get up.
Whatever. You can speak with one of the deputies now.
A deputy. Get the deputy out there.
You really got a nasty attitude.
Can I help you, sir?
I just need to know the steps on how to file a complaint against an officer. That's all I need.
Okay. You, I mean...
Now, that's a legitimate question. Okay? You could object to what he's saying to them by saying, well, she's saying one of the steps is you got to give your information. But he's asking how you file a complaint. He's not saying, you know, maybe he is wanting to file a complaint, but he's really more asking what the process is.
Yes.
He's,
if somebody wanted to do the following, what would they do? And it could be...
Step by step.
Right, but it could be... How does somebody file a complaint against an officer?
Right.
How does somebody renew their pistol permit? How does somebody register a new vehicle?
Right. And a lot of times, if a bureaucrat is at least feeling somewhat helpful, they'll take you through the steps. They won't, you know, first you fill out this form, you file it. Like with filing for a pistol permit here in New Hampshire, you give them $10, or no, you actually pay at the end. You file the form. They either approve or deny it. Once they approve it, you come in, you pick up the permit, and you pay for the $10. That's what they told me when I went in there and asked them what the process was. That's all he's asking them. All these bureaucrats have some process for the things that they do. That's what they do.
It starts by you giving us your information on this scratch piece of paper that's going to go in the circular file as soon as you walk away.
It's basically, you do what I say, and then you'll find out.
Well,
is essentially what the answer is.
When you ask these guys to do something they really don't want to do, this is the kind of reaction you get. Because if it was somebody that walked in there and said, hey, I want to file a complaint against my roommate or against my uncle or against my boyfriend, especially if it was like maybe a young girl that looked a little sad, these two deputies would be all helping her out. Yeah, they'd fill it out for her.
So, going on here.
This lady, she told you they need your name, your phone number, and your address.
Mm-hmm.
And, then it'll be transferred over to a supervisor. You need the name of the officer or the deputy.
So
what the complaint is...
When was the incident you're talking about?
It was not too long ago, about maybe a week.
Okay.
But so you guys don't have a form that I can fill out?
No.
So can I just bring it in, like, on writing and signed?
That's what you want.
No, no, I'm just asking the steps. Like, what do I need to do?
There's more. And this actually is very familiar if you're a longtime listener of the show. The Police Complaint Center did a detailed investigation on South Florida's police departments about the same thing. We'll tell you more coming up.
Following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us right here. The number 855-450-FREE. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts, but more to come also from this video that we're playing from Photography Is Not a Crime. One of their correspondents, Philip Turner, went into the Bee County, Texas Sheriff's Office simply inquiring about the process of filing a complaint. How do you do it? What are the steps?
you give us all of your information and a blood sample and a hair sample and a stool sample, and then we might think about having somebody call you on Tuesday following the Wednesday after an election that follows a full moon.
No, they weren't even that helpful, Daryl. So we're going to get into that video.
Right,
here.
They didn't say what they were going to do after write your information on this scratch piece of paper because we don't have a form.
So we're going to get into that coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. And it harkens back to the Police Complaint Center that did something very similar but a much larger investigation in South Florida. It must have been a decade ago. We'll talk about that. Plus, Jay, you've actually filed a complaint with a police department.
Actually, I've done it with a few different police departments.
So you'll tell us about your experience coming up here. But let's go first to your calls and thoughts. We got Patrick in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Patrick, who is a cop, go ahead.
Hey, you guys hit a good nerve. I mean, dispatchers are probably police officers' worst nightmare.
Really? Why?
Well, we have a term we call gossip control. And, you know, the one thing that you find with dispatchers is if you want something to be known, you tell the dispatcher.
Tell the dispatcher. Okay.
And then it gets around before you even do it. You call in sick, everybody knows you're sick before your supervisor does.
Hmm.
Same thing with trucking companies. The trucking companies, the dispatchers and the trucking companies are known the same way.
Interesting. And I guess it kind of makes sense. I mean, that's what they do.
Well, you ask
them
any questions and everything. A lot of them aren't up on current policy or procedure. They're just more interested on who's doing who.
Well, I mean, I see what you're saying, but this lady is running the front desk at this department, so presumably this isn't the first person to come in and ask about a complaint and what the procedure is. So, you know, this is one of those departments where they want to discourage people from filing complaints, and there are different departments. Different departments handle this differently. I would encourage everybody who's interested in this subject, who thinks that this guy is some sort of unusual circumstance here, should look into Police Complaint Center, South Florida, filing complaints. There's a video. It's old. I presume it's on YouTube, but this was like pre-YouTube.
I'll see if I can find it, and if I do, I'll post it on the Facebook and Twitter.
It's amazing. What happened was there was like a news station, a television news station that hired the Police Complaint Center, which was run by Diop Kamau. He's a former police officer who basically, you know, is now essentially an auditor. I mean, what he does is he goes around and tests police departments and gets them on the record, hidden video camera. So he sent one of his investigators over to multiple South Florida departments to ask basically the same thing this guy's doing here, is to go into these different departments that were all supposedly, you know, they're supposed to have the same policy, basically, and find out what their response was. And the range of responses that he got from, like, I don't know, a couple dozen of these departments ranged from helpful and informative of, you know, yes, we do have a complaint form, sir. Here it is. We'll help you fill it out if you'd like. All the way to total intimidation and arrest. So, like, it ranged the entire spectrum, and the dude actually got slammed up against the window of one of the police departments by a couple of officers and was arrested just for asking about complaining.
I'd expect that to happen.
What's funny is now they got this big thing, and they're pushing this all over the place right now. You need to go to the website, and if you're going to fill out a form, you got to go through the whole website. And the funny thing is like, I won't say, but when they go to the website, the whole city grid was down on the computer system, so they couldn't even get to the website to answer the question.
All right, Patrick,
they were updating the whole system.
So what's the story there in Arizona where you are? I think you're in the northwest part of the state. What do you do? What's the complaint process there? Do you all have a form?
Well, they request that our procedures are very simple, is that if you are going to file a complaint, they'll bring a sergeant out there to talk to you, because if they're going to file the complaint or get the information, they're not trying to pump you for information. All they want to make sure that if it's a situation to where it needs to be immediately addressed, that a supervisor is right there and can take care of it. You know, like if it's a, like you guys say, with officers that are not following the guidelines, and they immediately take care of it. It's really, I like the system we have, but other systems, yes, there is a form you can file, but then the fact is that you still have to turn in that form. And that was the reason why we went with the system we did, because the chance of that form possibly getting lost or getting placed in the hand of somebody who wasn't supposed to see it.
Well, yeah, because that was one of the objections to the process that you're describing, was that, well, what if the officer that the person wants to complain about is the officer that they send out to talk to the person? So the idea that he was, and again, I'm flashing back here to a decade ago with the police complaint center in South Florida. You know, they said that it's better to have a complaint form because then you can take it and leave. And that was one of the things that they actually encountered, was there were some departments who admitted that they had a form but would not let him leave with the form. So, I mean, there was this whole, just this whole range of intimidation that was going on. And the idea was, well, in the South Florida case, the guy was saying, well, look, I'm not the one who has the complaint. It's someone I know. I've come in for that person who was intimidated by one of your officers who may be in this office right now sitting here talking to me or watching this. And so, therefore, I want to be able to take this official form back to the person and have them fill it out where they feel safe and that they are not around one of these officers. So I see what you're saying, Patrick, that you're using the excuse of, well, this is, you know, if it's an emergency or if it's an urgent situation, you need to know about it. But, you know, you guys, so it sounds like you don't have a complaint form there in your department.
There are forms. There are forms you can fill out, but they have to go to, there's an internal process. I mean, they have what they call internal affairs basic, which is a biased person. In our county, if there's a complaint or a charge filed against an officer in the city, it has to be handled by another city.
Mm.
Like recently we had an officer that, an officer shooting, and the officer shooting was handled by another department in another city, so that you can't do that. And they do the same thing with forms, but they have like a county overseer that looks over it. It actually works. It keeps people in check out here. I mean, you don't. The key is, though, is what I was trying to get to is by...
Patrick, hang on. We'll let you get to that coming up here in moments. It is Free Talk Live. The Cops. More coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert network reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan Lendon. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're sharing with you audio from the video from Photography is Not a Crime correspondent Philip Turner, as he is being intimidated to some extent by officers at the B County Police Department or the B County Sheriff's Office in Texas.
And this is a small county. I pulled up. There's only like 30,000 people that live in this county.
And the deputies and especially the woman behind the counter, the dispatcher, she gets really irate with this dude simply for asking questions about how to file a complaint. One of the most basic questions that presumably these people get all the time. There's this huge range of responses that departments will give to this question, and it has sparked a phone call from Patrick in Arizona, who is a on-duty police officer. He's currently with one of the departments in Northwest Arizona. We'll continue with him. And also, if you like photographyisnotacrime.com, you're a fan of Carlos Miller, the creator of that blog, then I recommend watching Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, because Carlos actually has an appearance in that movie where he came up here to Keene, New Hampshire, and almost got arrested trying to go into a courthouse. So if you're a big fan of his and you haven't yet seen Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, you ought to check it out.
And that was back when the Superior Court still had the unconstitutional no cameras in the courthouse policy.
That's correct, and they still have that policy. You can have a camera operating in the courtroom, but they will likely arrest you if you are anywhere else in
the
courthouse.
Right, but prior, they would not even allow the camera into the courthouse.
Yeah, you could go into the courthouse, sure, with a camera.
I thought that's why Jason Talley got arrested, because he had a camera.
Correct, that was after the order had been... So there was a time when cameras were in that were allowed in the courthouses here in Keene, New Hampshire. And then an order was issued by the judges to forbid that from happening statewide. And then, you know, the crackdowns happened.
Right, but you can now, again, take cameras into the courthouses.
Correct, but you can't operate the camera in the...
Right, but the camera that Jason Talley had was not running at the time that he was arrested. He was arrested for having the camera.
Yeah, I guess I don't remember all those details.
I believe you were sitting in jail at the time.
Ah, okay. Well, that would explain it. So check out victimlesscrimespree.com. You can watch the movie for free online. And, yeah, it's still an unwon battle here in New Hampshire is the right to record inside courthouses. Is, you know, that's one of the ones that the activists have not won here. We are we're not in a good way on that particular one.
Well, we're doing a lot better than Massachusetts, to where anybody can take the camera into the courthouse, and if they've filed the media registration, they can record the trials without issue.
Correct. You can't do that easily in Massachusetts.
So you just can't record in a lobby in New Hampshire, right?
Correct.
So if you and I go in a courthouse and you decide you want to record me talking to you about something, interview me a little bit on your cell phone, they're going to come give us a hard time?
Depends on the bureaucrats. So some of them, like here in Keene...
It depends on which floor of the courthouse in Keene.
Right. The security agents are different by the two different floors.
Sure.
And so one of them is the sheriff's department. They're running the top floor, and the middle floor is run by the AOC, the Administrative Office of Courts. And the AOC guys are pretty laid back. They're probably not going to mess with you, but the sheriff's guys are going to zero in on you real fast, and they'll come after you.
Huh.
So let's go back to Patrick. He's in Arizona. Patrick, you were calling to kind of explain how things are in your department with filing complaints. Go ahead.
Well, you know, you guys are very good about, you know, thing, if a dispatcher or somebody did something like that in our department, she'd probably be on immediate suspension, depending on review of the supervisor or the captain. But, you know, it's changed about complaints, because exactly what you're saying, there were too many complaints that were getting brushed under the carpet because people weren't doing it. So they did put together a program of which other departments investigate other departments, so that there's none of that favoritism or possible, you know, however you say, buddy system going on. And it's changed. They've even recently made us sign, if we don't even report, if we see something that we unprofessional behavior from another officer, we can be held liable if we don't say something.
Yeah, it's always interesting to hear, you know, how your department operates, because you seem to have a pretty good department from, you know, the conversations that we've had. You know, I always find myself wondering if things are really as good as they seem to be to you. But ultimately, I appreciate the input always, Patrick. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And there are big differences between how some of these departments are run.
Certainly.
And that's what the video that Police Complaints Center posted like a decade ago shows.
And I think I found it, and I'm posting the link. And
what's it called? You said you found the name of it?
Police Station Intimidation.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, the place I was able to find it was on Police One.
Which is a pro-cop, cop-run website.
They have something called Blue Tube.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not YouTube,
right.
Blue, as in,
right,
you know, the Blue
cops.
Lives Matter,
thin
blue,
blue
line, Blue Tube. So I am posting the link on the Facebooks and the Twitters.
Yeah, it's absolutely outrageous. I mean, this video is pretty good by the gentleman from Photography Is Not a Crime.
And they've got it in two part. This police station intimidation
long.
Is a two-parter.
It's a long investigative video.
The first
video.
Part is about 14 minutes, and the second part I didn't pull up to see how long that is, but probably about the same.
It's a great video. I highly recommend checking that out. Years ago, we talked about that in detail here on Free Talk Live. Let's continue, though, with what happened most recently. This just went down over the weekend. This was filmed, I think, on like a Saturday. So he went in on a weekend day and asked the department at B County, Texas, Sheriff's Department, all right, what do you need to do to file a complaint? And rather than explain to him the process, which is what he specifically asked for, is, well, just I just want to know how this works. What's the process of filing a complaint? They just demanded that he hand over his information about who he was to them. And they didn't tell him anything else here. Let's continue here. About 2 minutes into this video.
Supervisor is going to talk to you like me.
So you're the supervisor?
Yes.
Okay. So in order to file a complaint, you need my information first.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's the next step after that?
I need to know who you're complaining on.
But how do I do that? Am I telling you or am I writing it down?
We can do it either way. I mean, but what's... Hold on.
So the officer then goes and knocks on the window.
Give me the key and a piece of paper.
Talking to the dispatcher.
The key to the room.
For the room? Okay.
Okay, deputy. I get you, paper.
Interrogation room. Here we go.
Give me a piece of paper.
You called it, Jay. That's exactly what's about to happen here. And I was actually surprised that the correspondent from Photography is Not a Crime actually went back in there alone with this guy. Because this is a pretty dangerous thing to do here. He's now leaving the public area. He is, because there were people in that lobby watching this whole thing happen.
Right.
They didn't go in there with him, but they were at the very least there to see what was going on. Now he's pulling him into some side room, just the two of them.
And this is notorious for, like, where guys get beat up. I have a personal friend this happened to. Similar situation. He was making an internal affairs complaint on a Massachusetts state trooper.
Absolutely. Let's continue. So they go in. There's a bunch of empty tables. Looks like this is maybe a briefing room.
Just plain old conference room. Nothing special about it. Okay. What's going on?
Well, first things first, let me go ahead and complain about that lady with that attitude. That was very uncalled for.
I love it. This guy's right on top of it.
Yeah, he is pretty entertaining. Now, we'll get to the officer's response to that, because that seems like a legitimate thing to say. I mean, he was just treated very poorly in front of these officers. They witnessed the entire thing. They saw this woman. They were sitting in the room with her when she treated him poorly at the beginning of this video. And we'll see what Mr. Supervisor has to say about his willingness to take that complaint coming up here in moments. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards, so don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring us anything you want here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. You can take control here. Bring up anything you want. We're talking about filing complaints with the police and how some departments make it either difficult or an intimidating process to file complaints because, well, they're not interested in investigating their own officers. They're not interested in hearing, you know, what actually goes on out there and how their officers are treating people because it's the thin blue line, and they protect their own in a lot of cases.
Now, absolutely.
Maybe there are some departments that are different, and indeed there are different policies in different departments and different levels of intimidation and or actual, you know, receptiveness. So we're focusing on Bee County, Texas. We're going to get back into that coming up here in moments. Also, want to let you know about MyPillow. It is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I was just enjoying a nap on MyPillow right before the show. Actually, it was a pretty long day, and we got up early to go to Concord today to do some more state house action with Daryl and the libertylobby.info that you got up to. So MyPillow, it's great, and you can try one for yourself by using code FTL at MyPillow.com. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and that gets you one pillow at half price or two for the price of one. If within the first 60 days you don't think it is the best pillow you've ever used, you can send it back and get your money back. It's pretty simple, and they stand behind their product. Plus, you can wash it and dry it. You can put it in your washer and dryer. It's designed for that. And the pillow itself is actually guaranteed to last for 10 years. So it's a great product, and there's very little risk in trying it out for yourself. Go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL to get that special offer. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we got more of the video from Photography is Not a Crime and their correspondent in Bee County, Texas, coming up here in a moment. But first, we have Alex on the line in Florida. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
It's great to be on. So, yeah, the other night I heard Rick, I think it was, talking about the Holocaust. I didn't really want to talk about the Holocaust per se, but I wanted to talk about how it's used. Growing up, of course, I was taught to have some guilt about the Holocaust for whatever reason, and they'd go over it and over it.
Why? Are you a Nazi or something?
No.
Well, then why should you feel guilty about, did you put someone in a gas chamber or an oven?
Well, what I'm trying to say, Ian, is that basically they go over and over it to try to make us feel guilty, but they never talk
I'd never experienced that. I mean, when I was growing up and learning about the Holocaust in school or, wherever it was being discussed, I never felt like, oh, you should feel guilty because of this.
They're
I had nothing to do with it.
But to make us feel guilty. No, they're teaching you history so that you know what happened.
Yeah, what did they say something specifically to try to, make you feel guilty? Do you remember anything specific?
It's in what they don't say, right? They never talk about the Socialist Revolution in detail in Germany. They never talk about Jewish Bolshevikism that had overthrown. They never talk about the Holodomor. And, they never put into context fascism and Nazism as a reaction to communism. And they never really explain that.
Just because the government is not the best at doing history education, I mean, I'll tell you this, history was my least favorite class in government school. I found it just so dreadfully boring, the way it was presented to me. And actually, history is pretty interesting once you find a way to, have it presented to you in an interesting fashion.
True. I'll tell you something that I never learned in a government school about Germany, and that was the hyperinflation that happened under the Weimar Republic.
Okay.
Another thing they don't tell you about is that they disarmed all the people so they couldn't even defend themselves.
Sure.
Well, if you know about the sheer degeneracy that was going on in Berlin, where there was literally child prostitutes and whatnot, and these people saw themselves as a former great empire reduced to debt and poverty and literally seeing their children selling themselves into being sold into basically sexual slavery, you understand the fanaticism, right? I see parallels in it in the United States with the alt-right, where and you have these LGBT groups now coming out, pro-pedosexual. Basically, right-wing fanaticism, fascism, is always a reaction to far-leftism, to fascism.
Okay, I can see that.
Far-leftism is a reaction to the uber-right, so they're reactions to one another.
Yeah, I think that's probably a true statement, but, just because you happen to have maybe a biased history teacher, I don't think necessarily means that you yourself were being indicted or trying to made feel in some way responsible for what Hitler and his troops did decades ago.
Well, and what informed me is talking to, I go on the internet and I've flown over and stayed with people in Europe. There is a pathology of we feel terrible. And if they have any right-wing type sentiment, right-wing type beliefs, they're labeled Nazis and fascists, right? But they almost never call the left, the radical left, Bolsheviks. They never call them, Bolsheviks. So there's not that same sort of demonization. And
throwing a Nazi card is like throwing a race card. I mean, these people who don't have any argument to stand on or any rationale, they're just going to automatically throw the race card or throw the Nazi card when it comes in, debates and stuff
like that. There's a pattern with the Europeans and Jews where they're allowed into the country and eventually they're then repelled out of the country. And it's a cycle that's happened hundreds of times in Europe. So it happening in Germany was not a unique event. And when you get that bigger picture, you see that it is sort of a long struggle.
So I'm confused here. Are you trying to say that the Holocaust was not a bad thing because it happened a bunch to various degrees?
I think that it was regrettable that many people had to die.
Because
they were not able to be removed in a way that was more efficient and humane.
They weren't able to defend themselves, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I believe in the fundamental right that they had, the German people had the right to expel a group of people who were considered themselves separate from the German people and were subversive in the views of the German people.
This is the kind of group think and bigotry that I expect to hear from the alt-right, not addressing each individual as the individuals that they were, to suggest that all Jewish people are the same and that they all were, the, you know, not integrating into society. I think it's just, you know, patently ridiculous.
Well, largely it's true. It's a pattern.
Were you there?
Right? So there are
outliers. You there? Did you experience that? You don't know what was true. Thanks for the call, Alex. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous because that same logic could be applied to, like, one of my favorite cultures of people. That would be the Amish. You know, they don't want to integrate into English society. They don't integrate into the modern-day stuff. In fact,
but many of them will sell products to you and I.
I do business with them all the time. I talk on the phone with these guys a lot. They call me from a payphone. You know, I make sure I pick up every restricted call because it's an Amish guy calling me. Yeah, you know.
Right, and, you know, maybe some of them are more, I guess, sequestered or cloistered or, you know, away from people than some of the ones that are willing to connect with others on the outside of their community, and that's okay.
Sure, and they're great people.
Yeah, that's what some of these alt-righters want. They want to be all by themselves. They want to have their little, you know, white nationalist thing or whatever it is that they're into, and they should be able to have that, but if they do it peacefully, they shouldn't be able to forcibly, you know, eject people from helicopters or whatever in order to get there. Go ahead and buy yourself some property and go move together with a bunch of your alt-right brethren. Have your little alt-right land.
And that'll last for how long?
Before they start fighting.
Not really going to be any women there.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Mark. He's in Nevada listening to K-Talks. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, which one said that, Heckle or Jekyll? Hey, you know what's really ridiculous? Which one said, are you a Nazi? Have you been to the gas chamber or oven?
I don't know. I might have said that.
Yeah, well, I was appalled by that, and I'm sure you have. I was offended by that. I'm not Jewish or anything, but I thought it was ridiculous. So that's what I think is ridiculous.
Okay, have a nice day. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, to say that you knew anything at all about what life was like back then when you're, you know, 20 years old or whatever is pretty patently absurd.
Yes.
855-450-FREE, especially when, you know, all the information you get is from the alt-right. 855-450-3733. Hour 2 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.